Kevin Michalowski is the executive editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and he joins us here on the program this morning because the governor and some Democrats in the state legislature made it very clear, even before they gaveled in here in Richmond, that they had an agenda, and it was not a pro-gun agenda. Kevin, you've examined some of the bills before the General Assembly here in Richmond this year. Where do we stand right now?
Well, we're looking at a group of people who seem to have decided they don't want folks to be able to protect themselves inside a church. We already know that criminals don't care about gun-free zones, and the good people who go to church do follow the law. So they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, so what does the actual legislation say that was presented, and where does it stand at the moment?
The current bill is to make it legal to carry a concealed weapon inside a church. To make it legal. There's standing legislation in the state of Virginia that says you may not carry a firearm, dagger or dirk or knife or any other weapon without good and sufficient cause. I mean, there's a loophole there that people could work their way through if they needed to. But the state Senate has said, no, we want to get rid of that bill. We want to make it perfectly legal for people to carry concealed weapons inside a church. And it looks like the governor is opposed to that, and as is the other house of the legislature.
And what do you think the catalyst was for trying to proactively affirm that right?
Well, people are seeing all over the country right now that criminals do not care about gun-free zones, that criminals are willing to come into houses of worship and attack people. And so there has to be an opportunity for the people inside those places to protect themselves. And if you have a law that proactively stops that, that says, no, you may not protect yourself, you're harming your own constituents. And I really think that all of those laws, I think that gun-free zones across the board should just be abolished because, quite honestly, if someone ignores the idea that murder is illegal, certainly carrying a concealed weapon into a location is not going to stop them. You know, a law against that.
Yeah, we're talking to Kevin Michalowski, who's the executive editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. And Kevin, our afternoon host here at WRVA is a guy named Jeff Katz, who used to be a police officer. And I'm always interested in Jeff's Facebook page because he always posts stories about the good guy with the gun who stops a situation or disables the perpetrator of a potential crime. And I've got so many liberal friends in D.C. who tell me that that never happens. I'm assuming that your magazine would probably document, as Jeff does, when good guys help.
Yeah, we try to keep track of that as best that we can. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is that it happens so many times that it's hard to follow all of every single story. So people need to understand that it's very important to divide. There's two different things going on here. There's bad gun violence and there's good gun violence. The righteous use of violence and protection of an innocent life is something that's good and should be accepted. That, you know, gun rights are civil rights. We have to be able to protect ourselves because there are evil people in the world and they have no boundaries. They go wherever they want and they take whatever they want. So we have to be able to stop them. And we're certainly not saying that good people with guns should be able to walk around with impunity. No, we have to follow the same laws as everyone else. The difference is that when we protect ourselves, we wait around for the police to show up, and we help with the investigation.
Now, there is a bill that I understand is still alive in the General Assembly this year, which would allow firefighters and emergency personnel to carry openly.
Yes, and again, another really good idea. Oftentimes, firefighters come under fire or emergency personnel have to go into communities where it is particularly dangerous. And the residents don't want them there for whatever reason. I can't figure that out because firefighters and emergency personnel are there to help.
Yeah.
And, you know,
if it's a drug neighborhood, yeah. Let me tell you, when I was at Channel 8, back when Church Hill was very, very dangerous. I can't tell you how many times we were up there with murders, and there were a number of occasions. Ask Morgan Dean, who's the anchor over Channel 8 now. He was there, and people started threatening his life, as I recall. I think I'm remembering this correctly. So if the reporter is being threatened, you can imagine if somebody who's EMT who's seen as, you know, one of the officials.
Yeah. You know, pretty much anybody who shows up with a badge becomes a target in some of those neighborhoods. Yeah. So they certainly need the opportunity to protect themselves. And I'm a police officer as well. And we sometimes, you know, we'll sometimes make fun of the firefighters because we'll say, you know, how far does a firefighter go? He goes as far as the first dead cop and then he stops. And, you know, there needs to be an opportunity for people to protect themselves, no matter who they are. Yeah. And to take away that opportunity really does take away somebody's personal right to self-defense.
Yeah. Well, for folks who are not paying close attention, there's a lot happening at the General Assembly this year, and there's a tug of war over philosophies. And we'll continue to monitor. Kevin Michalowski, the executive editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, appreciate you coming on to share your perspective on some of those pieces of legislation. Thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.